Good morning. This morning I'm going to be using a song from our Red Book, if you want to turn with me to number 55, as our basis for our lesson. You know, when I was upstairs nearly a month ago, I did a lesson on a song and kind of enjoyed that. And this morning I want to do the same thing. And that is the song for the basis of this lesson is Take Time to Be Holy. I'm going to read this to you quickly. It says, "Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek." Verse 2, "Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Abiding in Jesus, like him thou shalt be, thy friend, thy friends, and thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Verse 3, "Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul, each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above." What a true song. Those three verses, you'll see that I will have intermingled throughout my lesson today. Take time to be holy. I think that if I had called Dwayne and Mike and said, this is what I'm going to preach on, they couldn't have done a better job of having their class and their Lord's Supper to go along with it. Mike made the comment that 2% of our lives is in service to him, just in a given week. If we were just to come to church, that's all we did, just come to church on Sunday morning, which is funny because I quickly done the math, Christian had quickly done the math, we looked at each other and said 2%. He said 2%. 2% of our lives would be dedicated to him if all we did is just come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. How sad. How sad. When you think about the definition to be holy, there's many things that means, but one of those is being dedicated to God. So, how holy are you? Have you thought about that? How dedicated to God are you? That's what we're going to talk about this morning. Our songs in worship are designed to instruct us, give praise to God, and this morning that's why I chose to use this song. I thought it would be really good. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Who are we singing these songs to? To Him. Who are we praising? Him. This song is very familiar to us, Take Time to Be Holy, written by W.D. Longstaff, and like I said, number 55 in a Red Book. As children of God, we are to be holy. We are to be holy in our conduct, as our Father who calls us to be holy is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." That song that we sing is very fitting and a great reminder to us to go along with this verse in 1 Peter. If we really want to be dedicated to God, we have to be holy. And as Mike really reminded us, it's not going to happen if all you're doing is coming to church 4 hours a week. There's no real possible way to be holy and be dedicated to Him. So let me ask you a question. Most of us work at least a 40-hour work week. Most of us work way more. Would you call yourself dedicated to your job if you worked 4 hours a week? It wouldn't happen. Not only would you not be dedicated, but you wouldn't have your job. And that would be 10% of your work week. Think about that. It's a really, really important reminder for us. But as children of God, we are to be holy. And there's only one way to do that. Well, there's many ways to do that, but we must be dedicated. Holiness is to be pursued. I want you to think about that word, pursued. Without it, we're not going to see the Lord eternally. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 reminds us of this. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Those two things. Are you pursuing peace with all people? You know, as Christians, I think that's fairly easy for us to do, is pursue peace with mankind. Pursue, for sure, peace with our brothers and sisters. But it says, and holiness. Are you pursuing holiness? Are you striving to be holy? Or are you just, if it happens, it happens, and if 4 hours a week rubs off on me and I become holy, then great. No, we have to pursue it. When I think about, so I look out in the audience today, Amy quickly was doing a count. We had 36 people here today. It's the lowest number we have of the whole year. The whole year today is our lowest attendance. Why? Because we have hunters who are pursuing a deer. Now, I'm certain that all of our members are worshiping somewhere, but they're out of town pursuing a deer. Well, it takes time. They had to give all their gear ready. They've had to be practicing. They had to sight in their rifles. They had to go scout. They had to get there early. They're in pursuit of something. They don't just show up in the woods and hope, well, some may, and just hope it happens. But guess what? Those who probably do that probably aren't going to come home with a deer. Probably not. Maybe. Maybe they get lucky. Guess what? There's not going to be luck involved in getting to heaven. It's not going to happen. This morning I thought it would be a really good reminder that in this world we live in, it's busy. It's bustling. There is always something going on. I look, and I'll just use this quadrant over here because there's a ton of kids in the front. Your life is busy. I have two. I know how busy it was when they were little. I see how busy it is today, and just so if you're wondering, it just gets busier by the minute. Yeah. And those of you who have more than two, it will be busier, right? If we want to live with our Lord and Savior eternally, which all of you are here this morning, I'm assuming, because you want to live with Him eternally, then you must pursue holiness. You must long for it. You must strive for it. It takes pursuit. This song assumes quite a few things. That we need to take time to be holy. This is exactly what Mike was talking about. You know, it's interesting. We make time for those things that are important to us, don't we? If you like to run, well, guess what? You got to take time to go run. If you like to work out, we'll make time for it. Matter of fact, some of you here may put in an hour a day, 5 hours in a week. You may be working out just as much as you come to church. Or you may like, and I just picked one thing. Whatever that is for you, you may like to read. You may like to be on your computer. You may be like to go develop people. Whatever that is, it takes time. The world rushes on. You know, that's expressed in that verse too. If you're looking back at that song, our lives are hectic. They're fast-paced. Maybe more so than ever. You know, I know that my grandparents, some of your parents, or some of your great-grandparents, they worked a lot. I mean, we think we work a lot. I don't know. I don't know that we work more. They were in the fields. They were doing whatever, but they were working a lot, and they were working hard. So maybe it wasn't as fast-paced. I don't know. I don't know. But what I know is that mankind has always worked hard and have always been busy. Now, Dad and I have talked about the fact that, you know, he played baseball, he wrestled, he ran track, and, you know, he told me that he remembers, he can count on one hand how many events his parents ever showed up to, ever. Ever. From playing in Little League all the way to high school, he remembers really a couple times, I'm saying less than one hand, they didn't make time for those things. There wasn't any time. We feel bad today, or I know I do, if we don't get to every single event. Well, it's hectic. It's fast-paced. Those things aren't necessary to be at. Our lives are filled with activities. It seems to consume our time, or it can. And so, as I talk about these things, if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, I was on the phone with Nate Cooper the other day, who has 4 kids, and they're having twins, so they're going to be at 6 kids. We were just talking about the vehicle he's got to go buy, let alone how busy he's going to be. I'm certain that he's cautious in thinking about this world rushing on. Our lives are but a vapor. The Bible tells us that. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we'll go do such and such at a city. Spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. I know, I'm 45. I know for those of you who are maybe 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, your life feels like a vapor. Mine feels like a vapor. We all have those aha moments where you might think, man, if I live to be 90, I'm halfway there. Or you may be thinking, if I live to be 90, I'm almost there. It's a vapor. Before we know it, time will have slipped by. It takes time to be holy. Holiness is a fruit of service to God. Romans chapter 6, verse 22, but now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Holiness must be perfected. Holiness is like every single thing in life. If you want to be good, it takes time. For those who went bow hunting earlier this season, you didn't pick up your bow and go, I think I'll go bow hunting and hope to go make a good shot. It doesn't happen. You had to practice. You had to get ready. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Why is it that we want to be perfect and pursue Him? Because we fear Him. And also because we love Him. We have some great promises, but this filthy person that we are, it takes a constant striving or pursuit to shed ourselves of that. If we're not careful, time to develop holiness is gone. Wouldn't it be sad, and we've all known people. I preached about a person that came late to Christ in their 80s. Well, maybe they don't have much time to pursue this holiness. But we want to make sure we take advantage of all the time we have to be holy. It needs to be a priority in your lives. So, how do we take the time to be holy? Well, there's ways to do this. You know, Dwayne talked about PBR being something he enjoys, that he watches. I was thinking, he says these bulls need the proper diet and exercise. Are those two things? Diet and exercise. Well, guess what? He was right. Guess what we need? The proper diet and exercise. Not like you're thinking that we're getting ready to go do downstairs, but the proper diet and exercise. Spend time with the Lord. The song encourages to abide in Him always. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone, it says. Do you do that? That means to talk to Him, converse with Him, involve Him in your decisions. Prayer. Pray to Him, as the song suggests. Speak oft with the Lord. Forgetting in nothings His blessings to seek. Feed on His Word. Are you feeding on His Word? Are you reading it? Are you in secret taking time to do that? Take time to be with the Lord. We want and need Christ to intercede for us. You realize in prayer, Mark talked about it, and he said, God, God, multiple times he said, God. Who's interceding those thoughts to God? Christ. If we're not spending time with Him and pursuing Him, we're not going to be holy. Hebrews 4:14 through 16 says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses." Jesus knows our weaknesses. He knows us very well. "But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help him help in time of need." Hebrews 7:25. "Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for him." Isn't it nice that we have someone that will intercede for us? That will take things to God for us? "Through the word which testifies of our gracious Lord." John 5:39. "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." Those scriptures testify of him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. "As newborn babes, desire that pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Duane said, and I thought this was interesting, at my age, I have to continue to learn. If he thinks he needs to continue to learn, what do I need to do at my age? What do these kids need to do at their age? Learn. Continue to drink. Continue to drink of this milk that provides so much. We cannot underestimate the importance of finding time to be with the Lord in prayer and in His Word. Spend time with others. I'm going to transition. This includes fellowship with others. Well, guess what? We've already mentioned it, but I'm going to say it again. 4 hours with our brothers and sisters is not enough. And that's a shame on me. 4 hours is not enough. 2 hours today, an hour tonight, maybe an hour Wednesday. It's not enough. We should want to pursue more time with our brothers and sisters. They are most like us than anybody in this world. And we find that when we're here, we love talking, being with each other. That's why I've always said going to the camp out is so fun, because you have this microcosm, this one week, a week where you can be with your brothers and sisters. Acts 2:42, "And they," who are we talking about here in Acts, the early brothers and sisters, "as they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." That's what's fun for us, isn't it? To be with one another, pray together, be in the doctrine with one another, study to learn more about Him, and break bread. That's the highlight of our week. Why did the early saints come together? No different than today. They wanted to inspire each other. They wanted to prod each other, poke each other, goad each other into faithfulness and steadfastness. If you want to be encouraged to do the right things, this is the group we should be around. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. "Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence and steadfastness to the end." This includes the idea of frequently assembling. Why is it so important? How many of you have heard your parents say, "Well, when the doors of the church are open, we'll be there"? Why is that so important? Because all these things that we've just read and talked about. Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25. "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." There's so much more we can do. This includes service to our brothers and sisters, not just to him, but to each other. If you weren't in my class, because maybe you were downstairs teaching or you missed it, we talked about serving one another. We talked about we're members to each other. We're, of course, members of Christ's body, but we're members to each other. We want to serve each other. This is a duty and a privilege that we get as Christians. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 14 and 15. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. There's that word patient that we talked about in our class. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is both good for yourselves and for all. There's that word pursue again. Man, we have so many things we should be pursuing or striving after. You know, this concept is so foreign to the world. Think about that verse I just read. It's foreign to the world to really comfort others, be there for others, uphold the weak, be patient with others. It shouldn't be to us, though. We have to make sure that we don't get caught up in, because we live in this world and we live around people in this world, being just like them. Being eager to repay evil for evil, because that's what mankind does. Well, you did me wrong, and so I can't wait to repay you. We should be patient. We should practice these things that were talked about. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of Lord Jesus, that He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Serving others, especially our brothers and sisters. Galatians 6 and 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, but especially those who are of the household of faith. Are you looking for opportunities to do good to your brothers and sisters? Ministering to one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. As each one has received a gift. Have you thought about this? We have all been given a gift. Minister it to one another. That's what's so neat about the church. There are things I am horrible at that some of you are awesome at. There are things that maybe you're not so good at, you're working to get better at, that maybe I'm pretty decent at. That's what's neat about these gifts that God has bestowed on all of us. Let me go back to this verse. Minister it, those gifts to one another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Spending time with our brothers and sisters. There's a few ways that we can do that. There's a few ways that we should continually look for opportunities to be with our church family. And we must not be so busy that we don't have time for these opportunities. One should take the time to be with the Lord, be with His people, and in service to others. And you know what? You'll find that you are transforming. There's a transformation that takes place. Think about where you were when you were, and this is no knock on 13, 14, 15-year-olds. We were selfish. Have you noticed a transformation that takes place? Maybe those of you who are in your 70s and 80s, you see a transformation that took place from when you were 40. Why is that? We're continually transforming. How are we transforming? To look just like Him. Maybe you didn't look like Him in your 20s. Maybe you didn't act like Him when you were in your 30s. Do you look and act like Him today? What are the benefits of taking time? Well, what some might say, because this is what the world would say, well, what's in it for me? Wiffum. What's in it for me? Well, the good news is you're going to be blessed with inner peace and happiness. You know, the song says, be calm in thy soul. Through frequent prayer, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Frequent meditation on the Lord. I'm going to read Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. These are the benefits of pursuing holiness. Our relationship with Christ, Philippians 4:13 reminds us that we can do all things through Him, through Christ who strengthens me. How? We have the indwelling of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 13. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. Those five verses that I just read should motivate us to take time to be holy. And maybe they didn't motivate you. Well, does being just like Christ motivate you? You know, our ultimate goal as disciples should be to look like Him and act like Him. I want you to think back when you were a kid. And I know this happens probably when we were kids. But who did you want to be just like? For some of us who grew up when Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan, you thought, oh, I want to be like Michael Jordan. Wouldn't that be neat to jump all the way from the free throw line and dunk a ball? Maybe it was somebody that was in the church you looked up to. I know Ben and I've talked about this, and he had people in his congregation he looked up to. Maybe you had somebody you looked up to. I've heard Dwayne tell stories. I think it was Carl Ketcherside, didn't you say, that a lot of people wanted to be just like, right? I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I'm just saying we all looked up to someone. Maybe it was a famous actor. Well, forget all those things because they're rubbish. That's not who we really want to be looking up to and be like. It's Christ. Luke chapter 6, verse 40, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. Are you here today because you want to be just like your teacher? That should be our goal. This transformation, little by little, is to look just like Him, act just like Him. In those really, really difficult moments, be just like Him. Well, guess what? The result of spending a lot of time with Jesus is just that. Peter and John talked about this. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. People that were looking at Peter and John saw, they've been around Jesus. Is that what your coworkers think? Oh, they spend time in the Word. Oh, they're pursuing. Now, they may think it's silly, but is that what they think of you? Is that what your neighbor thought this morning when you left for church? And that they see you leave again tonight? Oh, it must be so sad. They got to go to church twice today. That's maybe what your neighbor thinks. That's what maybe the person that wants us to go do whatever on a Sunday thinks. Oh, that's so sad. They have to go to church twice today. They could be doing so much more and having so much more fun. They couldn't be further from the truth. Do people see that you are pursuing Christ? The result of giving yourself to such things. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. I love that verse. Is your progress being evident to everyone that you have given it all? Or does your progress show that you come to church four times a week and that's it? And that's kind of a sad thing. Maybe your progress just shows that you are only spending 2% of your lives each week in Christ. The song says, "Thou soon shall be fitted for service above. For we will serve God in heaven and in the new Jerusalem." If we go to Revelation chapter 7, verse 15 says, "Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will dwell among them." Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him." Are you eager to serve Him? Are you eager to sit with Him? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 says, "If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us." Are you enduring? Are you continuing to pursue? Because if so, we're going to get to reign with Him. Won't that be awesome? But the exact opposite in that very verse says that if we're not, then guess what? He's going to deny us. No one here, I don't know anyone that really likes to be denied. Think about the last time you were denied. That's not a good feeling. Well, take that times a thousandfold to be denied into going and living with Him eternally. That will be a horrible, horrible thought and feeling. Denial. It should motivate us to take the time to be holy. I'm going to conclude my thoughts, and they are this. Remember to take the time to be holy. The world rushes on and would carry us along with it. Be glad to carry us along with it. Our time in this short life is truly a vapor and is short. And we must have our priorities straight and we must keep them straight. I will look at our young families today and remind you, it is so easy to get swept up. I promise you, if you haven't started the volleyball, the basketball, the baseball, the football, the singing, the literacy nights, and I could go on and on and on. It can suck you up and consume you. And the world would love for you to get lost in that. Are you taking time? Are you making time to spend time alone with God in prayer and in word? Spend time with others in fellowship and in service. We must take the time if we desire to experience the blessed life that Jesus offers. Become as Christ-like as you can possibly be in word and thought and your conduct. And may this song that says, "Take time to be holy," remind you that it is critical. It is required of us as Christians. I look in the audience, we have many who are young. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I know that we have many who are going to be getting close or are close to thinking about obeying Him. My encouragement to all is that there is nothing better that you can do than to make the time, to take the time, and ultimately be baptized in Him and to, for life, take the time to be holy. I'll leave those thoughts with you. Again, if you have a need, you haven't taken that time, there's no better time than right now as we stand and sing.
546 in the Red Book.